This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Brett.
Hi, I'm Brett.
And you've been listening to another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
joy.org.au/The Affair.
A couple of things to the listeners out there. Now, it might be a bit odd to hear us all in the same studio now on a podcast, knowing that we can swear fuck. I just wanted to sort of put that out there just so that you know that this is a podcast and it will not be broadcast in any way, shape, or form on the Australian broadcasting spectrum.
I love the disclaimer, just in case some clown accidentally plays this shit.
It's called... Listen, I'm from the world's most litigious nation, believe
you
me,
we qualify. Bless you, darling.
We actually all first met in Eurovision, and we have to say that the Eurovision show was the most chaotic thing on earth.
Do you know one episode, when we're talking in this studio, and I got, oh my God, I can't believe I said this, I got Norway and Denmark mixed up, and I went on this diatribe about, remember this thing, and the three of you were looking at me like going... Who invited Looney McLoon? Because she talks a lot. She's not making any sense. And I realised I got Norway and Sweden. Norway and Denmark mixed up. It's all those Norland countries.
They're all the same.
They're all the same. They're all pretty and cold.
Everyone's blonde.
I do know that Princess Mary will become Queen of Denmark one day.
Yes.
I have got that right, haven't I?
Yeah, she is. But, you know, she's still not... I think the Brazilian woman is... The Queen of Sweden is Brazilian.
The Queen of Sweden?
Yeah. She's a Brazilian background.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I think so. It's either the Queen of Sweden or the Queen of Norway. She looks like Sophia Loren.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not that crazy on Sophia Loren.
What?
No. I think she's a bit overrated.
Yeah. Look, she was attractive back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, you know, she's...
If you looked like how she looked, wouldn't you just want to stare at yourself in the mirror all day and say, fuck, I look good for my age?
Actually, I will give her points for this. She's not a plastic surgery victim.
Yes. No, that's true. Yeah. And chukas to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
But neither is Zsa Zsa Gabor.
True. Who I share my birthday with, FYI.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I do actually share my birth.
Have I ever? Bette Davis is the famous one on my birthday.
Betty Davis.
Oh my God.
Heaven. Oh my God. I totally
I'm
see
so
it.
Jealous. Mm-hmm.
Don't ever have
Paul
it.
E.
Oh, Peter. Okay, so you
what's
got
a dump.
You realize?
Do you know how much I fucking love Betty Davis?
Well, there you go.
Oh. I have to go find now clips of, or I actually have to find the original script of whatever happened to Baby Jane, and just have you two reenact it. I'm just thinking of.
Did I tell you, Blanche? Did I tell you, Blanche? We've got rats in the cellar. She was. Do you know now? Can I talk about, because we did a movie review of Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?
Yeah.
Because I discovered it in the 90s.
Oh
by
my
accident,
God!
Did you, late night TV.
Did you see the Redgrave Sisters version or the original?
Well, not long after that, we then saw the Redgrave Sisters, which was quite good. Now the remake was supposed to happen, and it was supposed to be Meryl.
Mm.
And, oh my goodness, I've forgotten her name, who appeared in, Glenn Close.
Really?
They were going to do a remake.
That would have been
that
really good.
Talk. I think it would have been brilliant because Meryl...
Because they look alike.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah, a Meryl Streep, Glenn Close version.
Well, wow.
Who would do an Australian version of that when you think about it?
Oh no, they couldn't
Kylie
do
Kylie and
it.
Danny.
That would be quite heaven. That would be heaven. You never sung right on Young Talent Time.
Except the acting wouldn't be that good.
No. Oh, that awful piece of shit that Kylie did a few years ago with Danny. Oh. And it was just so bad.
What was it?
The Kylie Show.
I mean, and
the Kylie Show.
And can I say, the three of us love Eurovision. And, you know, even we have to draw them along. I'd prefer to see another entry from Romania.
Really?
Yes. And they've had some corkers over the years.
Oh, God. Actually, we never really did a proper sort of... The one thing, I still am recovering from César.
Yes.
Oh. You do remember... I really don't think that he's got, you know, the full... Well, yes.
Nuts. He hasn't got any nuts.
I mean, seriously, to hit those notes, that's a little bit...
It is castrato. It is really castrato.
It's just boggling my mind. Now going into the Eurovision thing quickly,
yes.
I believe the prison is still up in the running for being a host place for Eurovision. Have you heard?
Sorry?
So they've been slowly crossing out potential venues. There were like 14 originally nominated, and now they're down to like three or something.
Yes, it's down to three. Copenhagen's got two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other one. Copenhagen's got one. One of them is a former prison. Or is it a current prison? No, it's a former prison.
Right.
And the other one is in the town called Herning.
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 I'm sure it's pronounced
Herning
or something like that.
Okay. No, whenever you say a Danish name, you have to imagine you have a potato stuck in your throat. So Herning.
A potato. A whole potato?
Yes, a whole potato.
Or half a potato.
I think
I'd be choking.
Well, it depends.
My throat is not that big.
It depends if it was a chat.
Copenhagen, isn't it? It's Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. Do either of you watch Borgen?
How do Australians butcher the English language?
Copenhagen. Where you go? I'm going to Copenhagen. I'm going to see Princess Mary.
Oh, right.
Is that the Rockingham coming out?
I'm not from Rockingham. Jamie's from Rockingham. I'm from Scarborough. Beach, darling. I'm from Western Australia. Please don't hold that against me. I know that.
Don't worry. I'm mentally playing. I'm playing
there's
the
levels
theme.
Of Western Australia.
There are levels,
and you're saying you're from one of the upper levels of Western Australia.
Yeah. Well, yes. This is the revenge because
not upper, but not that lower.
Yeah,
shall we say?
Well, this is partly revenge because being from Wisconsin, Wisconsin is the butt of so many jokes, and I have
really.
Oh, yeah.
Well, people from, like, Utah and Salt Lake City, I would say they're quite a bit.
No.
Wisconsin's one of those places that we've kind of all heard of but don't really know that much
about. Let me just tell you, famous Wisconsinites in a nutshell, Liberace.
Do you like my diamonds? You should. You bought them.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, he's a charmer.
Yeah, and I was 10 years old during the whole Dahmer case.
This is probably a dumb question for serial killer fans, or if that's what you call them. Did he do his crimes in Wisconsin, or did he move elsewhere to do them?
He was born in Ohio, but he did all of his crimes in Wisconsin.
Right.
And here's the kicker. Okay.
Wow.
Imagine this. You are a budding gay boy, as you are, as I was, okay.
I'm so glad we don't have a window that opens, because Hickey would just fly right out of here.
Pretty much.
But ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know Hickey should be working on the airlines going, your exits are here,
your
here,
exits
here.
Are here.
Except no one would know where they were, because his hands just fly all over the place.
Are you sure you're not Italian?
No, I actually learned my Italian...
Ciao!
I learned my Italian variety and ox, but that's another story.
Okay, uh-huh.
So the Jeffrey Dahmer trial actually aired on local television uncensored. Can you imagine?
For real?
Yeah.
That would have been horrific TV.
Yeah, I've never grasped this whole TVs in the courtroom.
I don't get the whole point of it either. But so that's one. Then the other one, other crime, basically Wisconsin is known for two things. Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, and serial killers, because the film Psycho, that was based on the actual case in Wisconsin. So we actually generally have a serial killer every year and a spree killer every year, and then we have Summerfest where we all basically go get drunk.
Right. Wisconsin's one of those progressive states, isn't it?
Well, it's not really, because it has the same thing every year, a serial killer every year. It's not really progressive.
But they did have Laverne and Shirley. And yes. You know what? Chookers to them. I mean, even though that was probably filmed at Culver City in Los Angeles.
Do you know that Gary Marshall never actually set foot in the state of Wisconsin the whole entire time?
There was that spiel in the 60s and the 70s where, I don't know if they did it on purpose, of regional base. Remember that Mary Tyler Moore...
Yeah.
Was in Minneapolis.
Yes.
Minneapolis?
Minneapolis.
Yeah, in Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
And then you had a few on the West Coast, a few in... and Bay City. Remember Bay City from Starchy and Hutch? Bay City, which was basically Los Angeles.
What?
But they called it Bay City.
Well, see, they give them names like that so that they could be anywhere.
Oh.
It's like Cop Shop was in Riverside.
Riverside?
Really? Yeah. I just thought it was Melbourne.
No, well, they called it Riverside because that way it's, you know, people could just pretend it was a suburb in there. It's pretty rare.
But when you see the trams, isn't that big?
Or something.
Yeah, yeah.
If they, so they do a lot in Australian shows. They're always in suburbs that are invented.
Of course, Aaronsborough. Like Aaronsborough. Of course, yep. Summer Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's very true.
I have to do this quiz on both of you, okay?
Okay, right.
Now, I'm going to name an Australian state. I want you to name as many... as many...
Did you say drunk?
Yes.
Sorry. A state of Australia.
Yes.
And I want to see if you can name how many shows you can name that were set in that state.
Jeez. Set or filmed?
Set or filmed.
Okay, okay. All right.
Queensland.
Okay.
Paradise Beach.
I'm out.
Okay.
The GC.
What the freak is the GC?
The GC.
It's the New Zealand version of the Shire.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's so bad. I talked about really? With Tiki Tane.
Did they show it here or just in New Zealand?
No, it was here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. New South Wales.
Oh, Jesus. Where do we start? Number 96.
Okay.
So, Home and Away.
Okay.
Return to Eden. Hey, Dad.
Very topical, that one.
I know. Goodness. Idol. Oh, are we talking about shows?
Fictional.
Fictional
drama,
shows?
Drama. Dramas and comedy.
The Box.
Yeah.
I'm getting a bit
lost. Wow, I'm Richmond so Hill. Because E Street.
Yeah.
I can't think of any. I must have been a...
No, Homicide was here in Melbourne.
Yes. Okay, so now let's move on. Victoria.
Okay, Homicide. Prisoner.
Cop Shop.
Neighbours.
The Sullivans.
Oh, remember? No, it wasn't Adventure Island? Yeah, I think Adventure Island. And then there was that...
The Henderson Kids, was that here? Or was that Sydney? That was kind of country.
I think that was country New South Wales.
Going around the twist, that was
That is the... Can I say that I've just seen that as an adult. It messed with my head.
Really?
I can only imagine.
I've never actually seen it. I've just like seen the ads for it.
It's freaky. Just talk to any 20-something. It's the freakiest thing on earth.
Oh, okay. Let's go. Fatty and George.
Fatty and George?
Do you remember Fatty and George? No. Okay. Picture
it. I think I might be dating them on Saturday night. Boom, boom.
Oh, Lordy. So Fatty and George, kids program. Right, kids program. And these kids either found a superpower or some sort of science experiment, but then they saw this thing of like someone shrinking. It was some sort of bizarre act. And then they were chased around the city in every episode, running away from these two spies. Now, you knew that they
were
spies.
Sounds like Pokemon.
Because the female had a slightly Russian accent and she had a fur coat with matching fur hat.
Wow.
And oh, my God, they're ripping off Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Basically. And the henchman was a man in like a black suit.
Was he short?
Glasses. He was a little bit shorter. But she was quite glamorous because I just love the fact that she had a fur hat.
They're ripping off Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Let's go, Fatty and George. Yeah, yeah. Google that as well.
Okay.
YouTuber.
Okay, so Tasmania.
Not the antique show. What is it called? Collectors. That's filmed down in Tasmania.
That's about the only... That's
the only... Oh, and the news probably. In Tassie.
Yeah.
South Australia.
Kind of Wheel of Fortune.
McLeod's Daughters.
Oh, and Flying Doctors.
That was
South Australia.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Western Australia.
I should know.
Sylvania Waters? No, that was Sydney.
No, that was Sydney. Do you know what? I was
kind of thinking some kind of Alan Bond-esque kind of... There must be some Western Australian...
No, they
The Circuit is about the only one.
I can tell you that I think it's Fremantle Productions, and there's a company based, and they do one-offs.
Yeah.
But hardly anything is filmed.
Well, there was The Circuit. The Circuit, which aired on SBS. That was it was a drama about going... Basically, it's a flying court that goes between little towns in Western Australia.
Was that in Western Australia? I thought that was in the Northern Territory.
No, it was in Western Australia.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know that. I have to say, and no, going back to Sydney, yeah. probably one of the best dramas that I've seen in age, and it far exceeded my expectations, was Red for Now. That was brilliant. I thought it was really good. It was honest.
Yeah.
There was probably one or two things where they shined it up a little bit, but then... You sort of have to.
Well, I used to live in Redfern, so I yeah, I did.
Really?
When I first moved to Australia, I lived in Redfern.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know about Redfern before?
Not a single idea at all.
So you just rocked up and said, I'm going to live in Redfern.
No. Well, my partner at the time okay. had a property in Redfern, so I had to kind of live where he lived.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to go throw a little bit of an interesting thing here, except I just had a brain fart now. So just do. We'll move on to the next topic then, which is the Gayborhood, which we talked about. That Gayborhood yes. affair was the show that we seem to not remember a damn thing about.
I think the show was called the Gayborhood Affair, but I don't think there was much discussion.
There was not much discussion. Full stop. No. We don't recall a single thing about that one.
Now, initially, Gayborhoods. Are we talking about like the Castro?
Yeah.
Okay. Because. Yeah. Can I say to the Castro, I went there, was like, really? This is it?
Maybe, when did you go?
Saturday night. No. I mean, we went on a Saturday night in 2010.
Right.
In summer.
Yeah. See, I haven't been to the Castro since 1999, and it was... Its glory days were a faded memory then, so I can imagine it's only gotten worse. I imagine back in the day when I watch original footage of Harvey Milk style, yes, it was a gayborhood.
Yeah. It was a proper ghetto, urban ghetto.
And even kind of, I can just kind of remember when Oxford Street in Sydney was a proper gayborhood.
Yeah.
But what was, I mean, like, Melbourne doesn't really have one.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because a friend of mine did, as part of his uni course... he had to make up a historical walk in his neighbourhood, and he was living in South Yarra. And he said, no, I'm going to do a GLBTI walk.
Good.
And historically in Melbourne, East Melbourne, Collingwood, South Yarra, and St Kilda have always been gay neighbourhoods. And this is going back to the 20s, because these are the suburbs which first attracted bohemians, artists,
East
students.
East Melbourne.
Parts of East Melbourne. Now, when I say parts of East Melbourne, I'm not talking about...
the gardens.
He said,
okay, for
Mr.
those...
Sweeting clutching his pearls, I'd like
for
to
those
say.
Who don't live in Melbourne, we have to say East Melbourne is...
Quite posh. Very posh.
East Melbourne is about 60% hospitals. It is...
It's probably about 80% private residents and very rich private residents.
Yeah, and then there's a portion of it that's taken up by the MCG. And
there's
I will say, lots of parks.
It's lovely. Lots and lots of parks
and lots of hookers there. I can tell you that right now.
Okay, well, we didn't need.
I've got friends in low places. That's all I'm going to say.
But the funny thing is, so they said that Collingwood was always like a working. If you were gay and working class, you were around Collingwood.
All right.
If you were a little bit well-to-do, it was South Yarra and sort of everyone else is in St Kilda. So we've had these sort of gay neighbourhoods since the 20s and they've sort of spiked at certain times. In the 30s, they spiked, then they sort of shrunk post-war and then they grew again in the 60s and then obviously going into the 70s as well. But, you know, is this a good thing that we've lost gayborhoods and we've actually integrated because... Is there a need for... I think there's a need for a place, but do we need to actually own a suburb?
Well, it depends. I mean, sometimes people still feel uncomfortable, you know, holding their partner's hands. I'm just not that much of a romantic person, full stop, hence why I'm single. So I never really would hold someone's hands straight or gay, but I mean, you two have got partners.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Do you feel comfortable?
You and I are a bit like, Yeah. Well, we do. Yes.
And how long have you been?
I've been with my partner for 13 years.
It's actually, years. Is like a million years.
And I'm still not allowed to fucking get married. I don't like this shit that someone's telling me what I can and can't do.
Okay. If we can have a slight bit of the political hour, I've got my own opinions.
Oh my God, here am I saying,
political rants. We don't need that, man. You don't really need to.
We just want light and fluffy. Play some more Kylie. Whoop, whoop.
Oh, even I have to draw the line at Kylie, bro.
I know. By the way, we have like literally
while some Colton Ford.
Yeah, while I am music director of this show, there will be no Kylie Minogue, FYI.
Do you know what? I will be carrying that torch.
Yes.
As well. But I was very excited when Mr. Sweeting brought in his 90s disc. That's going to be making a couple of goes, I think, in the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah. So, yes.
I've got quite the collection, don't you?
So, the 90s... Let's jump into the 90s right here before... Because we can talk... I've given my marriage rant already on air on the Rainbow Report.
Yes.
Brett, I'm having an affair.
What? Who's the caterer?
You've been listening to An Affair podcast on Joy94.9, joy.org.au/theaffair.
Joy94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.